This episode of the House of Mimosa podcast is brought to you by Dragaholic.com, bringing you the latest in drag news. Dragaholic.com.
You're listening to WKRZ 101.2 Astoria Radio. I'm famed Cool Kurt Cassidy, joined by...
Dan Colossal.
And we got a great show for you today.
I don't think my mic's working.
Coming up, we've got TV Talk, featuring HBO's Looking, American Horror Story, and Celebrity Big Brother with Perez Hilton and Michelle Visage.
House of Mimosa podcast, episode 4. I'm Michelle.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
I can't believe we're episode 4.
I know, can you believe that?
Well, we're over 100 episodes. Because
that's
true. All of those back episodes and...
And go and listen
to
them. They're, you know, hey, it's a free download anyway, so...
Yeah, go check out those old House of Mimosa... Actually, they were called Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yeah.
Which is where the name House of Mimosa came from.
That's right.
On iTunes, it's free. If you're listening to us on iTunes now, thank you very much. If you're listening to us on the interweb someplace else, thank you very much. But please go subscribe on iTunes. God, we had a good week. Good weekend.
Yeah. It was a really good weekend.
We record our podcast here on Mondays because it's our one day free of live performances. So I'm feeling it a little today. Our brunch show yesterday was like out of control.
Out of control,
I think it's one of our busiest... Well, we had some busy shows over the holiday.
Yeah,
but this was,
and last spring was very busy.
This was really busy.
But yeah.
Lots of new people, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I love when we have our regulars there, but we had a lot of new people yesterday, which was awesome.
And it's great.
That have heard about us, or... I also love it when, like, we'll get like a big table in, and like one person has seen us before, and they brought the whole table.
Yes, I love and that's that. Been happening. We get like a lot of repeat people bringing in their friends. And
yeah, thank you guys so much.
We love it. The word of mouth.
For spreading the word.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because we do all of our own promotion, and it's all word of mouth and our Facebook and website. So it really means a lot to us that we've been able to grow through word of mouth. So we love it. If you're in the New York City area and want to see our brunch show, we are every Sunday at Kitchen Restaurant at the Out NYC Resort. And
two shows, 12:30 and 2:30.
Yeah, and we recommend if you're going to make a reservation to make a reservation for 12 or for 2 and get situated, get settled in, have a drink or two, and then the show starts about a half hour after that. So, and it's unlimited beverages and entree. It's great. It's fabulous. All right, down to business, down to podcasting business.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, it's been fun doing, now that we're on episode 4, during the week, when we're together, we always look at each other like, oh, let's save that for the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't really talk to each other during the week. We just, we're all silent until
Which
Monday.
Is very difficult because if you don't know, we actually live in a house of mimosa because
it's a
Steven and I and Michelle, we work together, we live together, we play together. So sometimes we want to strangle each other, but, you know, actually that's one thing I think would be fun to talk about too, which is not planned, is the fact that we do work together and live together and play together and we're like family and that we're still able to do things so positively. I wanted to say so well, but I mean, maybe not everything's great. I just think we're great. But that we're able to, you know, continue to be professional and I know like Steven and I, we can get on each other's nerves and then go do the show and, you know, it's like not a problem.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed that we all have the relationships we have because it's nice. Like I'm excited that we get to do what we do with our best friends and our family. It's great.
It's
I feel
blessing.
Very blessed. Yeah.
It's a blessing. Yeah.
I hate you guys.
I know. Well. I know, Michelle. Aww. I know. All right, so this week we always like to talk about TV. Apparently been a topic
I think we like to watch certain shows and a lot
We watch a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
So
which is great.
Yeah. We watched the season premiere of Looking.
Yeah.
HBO's Looking. If you don't watch that, check it out. It's kind of like the gay answer to Sex and the City, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. It takes place in San Francisco.
Feels, well, that's what I was gonna say. It
the
feels
subculture
very,
of gay.
It feels very familiar to me as
lifestyle.
Far as Sex and the City because Sex and the City was so much about New York.
Yes.
And this, and New York was almost like another character, you know, and this is how I feel about San Francisco and Looking. Mm-hmm. I was so excited. I know Michelle doesn't watch it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was so excited for the season to start again because we watched the first season, which I think was only like 8 episodes. And, you know, you fall in love with the characters and the storylines.
And I wanted to know more about the characters. I wanted to see more about how, what's going to happen next.
Well, we talked about this. I was so freaking disappointed with the season premiere because I felt like it was about nothing other than stereotypical gay lifestyle, culture. Like, I know that these are things that are part of our culture. I get that.
Yeah.
Some of the things are not things I've ever partaken in. Some of them are. I'll leave that for you to decide.
But maybe that's why we have an issue with it, because it's not our lifestyle.
My issue with the episode was not necessarily that that was taking place,
but
that it wasn't about any storyline that we had left off with.
It was kind of just like, there to be shown. And
right,
be,
and they were just partying the whole weekend, and, you know,
to be controversial, they were trying to do this and that.
Like, I didn't really, I mean, maybe I missed something, but I felt like a lot was lacking from this first episode.
Well, you felt like there was no plot to it.
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
And that we weren't really seeing a first episode.
Like, this episode to me felt like it should be mid-season.
Yeah, me too.
So if you didn't see it, I won't give you any spoilers, but the whole Looking crew go away for the weekend to like
North California, I believe.
Yeah, and it's like there's
the redwoods and all
maybe
that.
There's a big gay weekend going
on
or
some
something.
Kind of camping trip out
something.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like filled with promiscuous sex and drugs and drinking.
I mean, that was your key word, was promiscuous. You felt it was a little too graphic
not
in what they were showing.
It was gratuitous.
Yes.
That was my key word, gratuitous. It was just so much of the same thing for the whole episode with like zero plot.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to get some backlash for saying
I think that everyone has their view on what, you know, they like to see. And I think that I was expecting more, too. And I really like the show. I feel like it's great to see, you know, television out there like this.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that it does exist, and but I'm excited episode, to see what else is going to happen.
I mean, you agree, though, right? As an episode, it was that not should not have been the first
No, it should have probably been, like, episode 4 or 5.
Well, right. Maybe some real deep stuff is going to happen, and they don't want to, like, throw it all in your face all at once. Maybe. They're going to, like, ease you into it.
That's it. Ooh.
I don't know. I was just, you know, with the HBO
ease
series.
Ease it in there, girl.
Ease it in.
With the HBO series, there's a long period in between seasons.
Yeah.
So we were really excited to see the characters again and get back into it, and so it felt like a big letdown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I understand.
And we haven't seen the first episode of Girls yet, which I'm excited about seeing.
Me too.
So maybe we'll talk about that next week,
hopefully. Yeah.
What we do all watch together, Michelle, is American Horror Story.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now,
which I've been very disappointed with in the last couple of episodes.
How do you guys feel? Like, okay, so the first season was The Haunted House.
Yes.
Second season was
Asylum.
The third season was
The Coven,
The Witches.
And now
then this is The Freak Show.
Is the freak show.
Okay, so based on what you've seen, Steven, you've seen them all.
I've seen them all,
How do you feel about the four as seasons? Like, what did you like?
My favorite was Asylum, and I know that
mine
it was
too.
The one that was kind of crazy. There was a lot of storyline being thrown at you all over the place. And it, in the end, it had to be, like, thrown together quickly to, like, get all the stories, you know, arced in a certain way.
Yeah.
I feel like that's happening again here with Freak Show, where there's so many storylines.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was well done in Freak Show. I feel like I think next week is the last, is the season finale. Or we have, like, another
untold.
Week or two. And there's a lot of untold. There's a lot of, like, stuff that happened so quickly to end a storyline.
Well,
and
before
I
we get
like
to
that.
Michelle's thought on the series.
Yeah.
I want to say real quick that I thought the acting in this last episode was the worst of the whole season. It was not.
I
want to
know who
it.
Directed it, because
it was
no not very good.
Michelle, what do you think? You said you didn't see Asylum.
I didn't see Asylum. I liked Coven, but the way I feel about American Horror, it's not my favorite thing to watch.
Yeah.
I feel like in all the seasons, a lot is happening, but nothing's going on. So with Freak Show watching it, I was like, oh, this, like, I just watched it because it was on or whatever.
It's interesting.
The episode with Pepper got me, and I was like, all right, now this is starting to do something. And then, I think the next episode after, I was like, okay, I like this. And then it's still, like, a lot's going on and nothing's happening.
The episode with Pepper I thought was the best episode probably I've ever seen in the history of American Horror Story in general.
Uh-huh.
The best one of this season, of
Absolutely.
Course. But I thought that right after that, the storyline got so... I was just, like, all over the place, and things were being, like, just too sudden. Like, you know, people dying just for the sake of dying.
Well,
and
I don't know how to end the storyline. Let's kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's have a twist here and do this.
I really like a lot of stuff happening. Like, Asylum was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Melrose Place
sort of,
like, so many storylines, so many people, all this stuff happening.
Soap opera-ish.
Yeah, I like that. And I was okay in Asylum with, like, things kind of either wrapping up super quickly or not being answered. Like, they had that whole alien storyline that never really got answered or talked about. But
True.
I was okay with that because I was entertained while the alien stuff was sort of happening throughout the season.
And I think he likes to pay homage to Hara.
I didn't like last season.
No.
So last season's Coven was like,
yeah.
But that was partially, mostly due to Gabourey Sinibon. And then, I mean, she's a joke. I mean, that, to me...
Talk about one note.
I haven't seen Precious, but I can only imagine that was a fluke. Like, she's so horrible in anything I've ever seen her in.
Yeah.
I watched her in The Big C on HBO.
And I didn't like
her. Was that
her
Showtime?
That
I forget. But she
was Showtime,
horrible. But... Oh, my God. She was so... She's so... bad and unnatural, I can't even stand it.
I know.
And, but I really loved Asylum, and I am liking Freak Show. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I feel like it's drawn out a little bit. Okay, let's end it, just like I'm feeling about this segment.
Oh.
But, no, I'm excited to see where they take it, and I have to say, I didn't like on this past week's episode where they referenced the old film Freaks. I didn't like that they mentioned that because I felt a little bit like...
If you're paying homage to it, why would you mention it?
Yeah,
it feels like...
Because I felt the whole time we've been watching this, if you haven't seen Freaks, I think it might be available on YouTube. It's an old... Oh my God, is it... It's been so long, but is it silent film? A silent film, I think?
I'm not sure if it's silent or not, but I know that the two...
It's old.
The two-headed girl or the two bodies that were connected. The
oh,
two
it might
girls.
Not be. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it. And when I did watch it, I only saw clips of it. But I think there are clips, at least clips available on YouTube of Freaks. I think it's a 30s film.
I think
it's really
it could be
old.
The 30s because the two conjoined twins that were in
the documentary
that based on the musical sideshow and all that are in that movie.
Yeah.
That was like their main claim to fame.
Okay, so now our big go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Our big obsession this week has been Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Celebrity
in the UK, though. It's a UK
right.
show. Yeah.
But it's funny because I was talking to my mom, have you seen Celebrity Big Brother? You have to watch it. Oh, my God. And she's like, oh, yeah, I watch it all the time. And she hadn't seen this season, but I was like, we're watching this season. You got to check it out. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've watched every one. And I was like, oh, so it must be available. Well, we're watching it on YouTube. It's available through Big Brother's YouTube channel. So people must be able to watch it. So we first tuned into Celebrity Big Brother because our favorite, Michelle Visage, was cast in it.
Yeah,
so we were like, oh my God, we got to check it out. Because, you know, of course we know Michelle from Seduction and RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
But that's all I know her from it. I know, Steven, you said you used to listen to her on KTU.
On KTU. She had a morning show on KTU. And then RuPaul was actually on that morning show for a few years as well. And that was like my favorite thing back in the 90s.
Well, she's one of my favorite things about Drag Race.
Yeah.
And we had the pleasure of meeting her at our brunch show.
Yeah, fabulous.
And she was so, just so fabulous and
so
warm.
So genuine, so warm.
Nice. Yeah.
Had many amazing things to say. And
oh, did she had many things to say about us.
Yeah.
No, so we were really excited to check her out on Celebrity Big Brother, and she is awesome.
Yes.
I mean, the show is awesome.
Actually, I was like, I want to see more of just her.
Well, you know what's so funny is because it's filmed in a short amount of time, I guess, because I'm new to Big Brother, they put out episodes almost every day. There's a new something to watch.
I'm not used to that.
And it's not enough. Like, I'm like, I need more.
I'm not used to that format.
We woke up this morning, like, can we get the new one? It's not, it hasn't even aired yet.
Oh, my God.
We can't.
And it's like, I care about no other TV. Like, I'm like, I just want to see Michelle Visage on Big Brother.
Well, and Katie Hopkins.
Let's talk about Katie Hopkins.
Okay, this is the real interesting thing. Katie Hopkins, if you don't know, and I didn't know her before the show.
No, me either.
Is like a journalist from the UK.
Yes.
And she attracts a lot of negative attention because of the things she says and writes about.
Okay.
She's
so
very
she has
harsh
this,
and blunt.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like fat people, she doesn't like gingers, she doesn't like... But she has all these things. She's very opinionated, right?
Very
so,
opinionated.
But she's so lovely on the show.
So lovely on the show.
And
well,
she is opinionated.
Well, she's herself on the show.
Right. And
which
she
makes
does,
her...
Yeah.
You know, be
and
very
likable.
And
she says to people, like, there's this one girl on the show that she says is, like, dumb. Like, she calls her dumb. And she apologizes to her and says, that's just how I feel. I think you're dumb, and I'm sorry that I feel that
she
way.
She says,
and
you're very thick.
Yeah, very thick.
Very thick.
Oh, my God, I can't. I love her. She's great.
Yeah.
She's so great.
And Michelle Visage and her have a great bond together.
Well, you wouldn't,
right,
and you wouldn't think because Katie Hopkins is very, like, the other end.
Yeah.
And Michelle Visage is,
like the
they,
other end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're on two different ends of the spectrum.
But
and
they come together in the house
well,
that's
because
right.
of the big...
Well, I don't even want to give...
Elephant.
I don't even want to say... I don't. His name was mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're going to talk about him.
Yeah, and
I
you
don't
even want
so,
to give him credit.
He's so disgusting. I can't even...
I know.
I mean, there's something wrong. There's something real wrong with him.
Yeah.
There's something real wrong
it's
with him.
It's sad.
This celebrity blogger, I think you all know we're talking about. He's
famous here.
He's famous here. And he's just disgusting on the show. And
disgusting.
And a sorry excuse for
a person,
doing this in the home in the house to all these other people is not right.
Well, he's antagonizing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he's the best thing ever.
Well, he's producing the show.
He thinks he's producing the show
from within the house.
Exactly, and that's like such a
narcissistic
wrong. Yes,
and
vile.
He's horrible,
and couldn't be further from the truth.
Yes,
right.
So Michelle Visage gets very upset at him because he's part of the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And he is acting in a way that is just so repulsive and filthy. And at one point runs around the house half naked, making like orgasm noises.
Yeah, simulating
and,
sex against a wall.
Yeah,
a window.
Just,
in
a
front
window.
Of people.
In
just
front
for
of
no reason.
Yeah.
Like just
to
for
be
no
annoying
reason.
And
right.
trying to provoke everybody
right.
in the house. Yeah.
So Michelle Visage gets so upset and she goes into the confessional and talks to Big Brother, because that's,
mm-hmm.
I guess, what happens on the show.
Yeah.
And starts crying and says that she just feels so upset because the LGBT community has come so far and worked so hard
and he's
to get the
back.
Respect
mm-hmm.
of everybody else, of people who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, so here's what it is, right? As a culture, unless you know someone, and this would be the same with any culture, right? If you don't know somebody that belongs to that culture, the only understanding you have of those cultures
is what you see on television.
Is what you see on television, or what you read
about.
Right, and those things may not necessarily be a correct representation of a culture.
Exactly.
So here we are as an LGBT community that has worked really hard to show people that it's not, and this is my problem with the first episode of Looking.
Yes.
We're not just about promiscuous sex. We're not just about drugs. We're not just about drag. And we're not just about being flamboyant. And I don't even mean that in a, like, femininely flamboyant. I mean flamboyant personalities. We're hardworking people. We're hardworking citizens. We contribute to our culture and our society and in positive ways. And here is this person that, just like Michelle Visage says, is setting us way back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right.
I mean, if anybody, I wonder if it's on YouTube, just the clip of her and her confessional.
I'm sure.
That was amazing, and it was a beautiful thing that she said. So if you can find that, look that up.
Yeah.
She's
it
amazing.
It makes me physically angry.
It made us physically
like,
ill.
Like,
well, and here's the other thing.
Clutching my
fist. Here's the other thing. He's making it so the show, like the game aspect of Celebrity Big Brother, can't happen.
It's not happening.
They've had to like cancel things because of how he's acted.
Yeah.
Because people are leaving on their own free will.
People are leaving, the other celebrities are leaving the show on their own free will and giving up the opportunity to be on the show and to collect the paycheck that they get because of this person. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, it's not.
It's horrible.
But
horrible.
It's very dramatic, it's very fun, and we are addicted.
Addicted. Oh my god, addicted. I can't
and
get
so
up.
If you haven't seen it, you know, check it
check
out.
Check it out on YouTube, Celebrity Big Brother.
I think you might really love it.
You'll love it.
And speaking of YouTube, if you haven't yet, you can go to our YouTube channel,
right.
which
House
is
of Mimosa.
Mm-hmm, the House of Mimosa, and also Anita's Buff and Beautiful
That's
channel,
right.
and subscribe to both of those.
Please subscribe. We've been working really, really hard on those videos, and we're excited for 2015 for them to kind of take off a little bit. You know, we sit down and we'll film a whole bunch of videos in one sitting, and then we, you know, I edit them and we have them for the month. And this week we did some fun stuff. Michelle is a big YouTube fan.
Huge.
Fanatic.
Right.
Fanatic.
I
so
love
we got some ideas from Michelle. What before we talk about what videos we did, tell us about some of the YouTubes you follow.
The newest one is Miranda Sings.
Uh-huh.
Which we've been following with you.
She's
love her.
Hysterical.
Miranda Sings is so funny.
So funny.
And I think kind of similar to us in that she plays a character.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
She's
it,
oblivious. She's,
well, it took a second to understand because she's so strong in her character.
Yes.
That you're like, is this for real?
Well, I think the first time that I ever really heard her was on Sirius Radio a few times as a guest. And I wasn't too sure about who she was and what was going on. It just seemed kind of annoying. And
right.
I wasn't understanding it all until you were watching it. And then we all sat down to watch
it. Well, we should explain that if you haven't seen Miranda Sing, she's like... this awkward girl, this is what she plays, her character.
Yeah.
She's like this awkward girl that thinks she's a good singer.
She thinks she's famous. She was born famous.
Right.
And she's so popular and everyone wants to be her. And she gives vocal lessons.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So funny.
When she doesn't really sing that well.
When I just read that she was, I don't remember what year it was, but I just read that her YouTube channel was described as one of the most influential YouTubes of
She's been around for a
year.
Long time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But she's been popping up everywhere in the last month, and that's
well,
how
someone
I
got
saw her.
Someone got a publicist. Girl got a good for her, girl. Good for her.
Well, and she does a lot of stuff outside of Miranda
well,
Sings, right?
She travels and performs and yeah. What others do you watch?
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna
Marbles
is funny.
Is she the one that has a show on Sirius?
She does have a show on She does the YouTube review on Sirius.
Which is
I
musicians
heard
on YouTube, I think, right?
I'm not sure. I think I don't. I've never heard it. I feel like it's just YouTube in general.
I
like
feel like
things. I don't know.
Because we have Sirius Radio, and I feel like I've caught because it's only once a week. I think it's Fridays or something at a weird hour. But I've caught it a couple times, and I think it's Jenna Marbles highlighting the best musicians on YouTube. I feel like
that's a good.
I mean,
idea.
There are
yeah.
other things that she does talk about,
right.
but I think it's music related, which I think is really cool because as I consider ourselves. Musical artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that she's pulling from YouTube independent musicians and putting them out there.
It gives them a platform.
Yeah.
You know? Well, we were talking about this the other day about how YouTube is kind of like internet shows in general are kind of becoming mainstream.
Well,
and like instead of watching TV, you're sitting down and watching
YouTube
or Hulu originals or things that aren't, you can't see on TV.
Right. Well, I said to you today, isn't cable the way poor people watch TV now? Like, really? Because, like you just said, YouTube, Hulu, Amazon has shows now. Mm-hmm. You know, Netflix has originals. It's kind of cool. And it, what's really cool about it is most of my understanding, it, most of these, what are they, companies, whatever you would call Hulu and YouTube and Amazon and all that, there's no higher-ups. Like what am I trying to say? The talent gets to be the talent. Yeah. So, like, on television, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through.
It's authentic material that's being put out there by the creators.
Anyone can have a show on YouTube because they're their own boss. Right. It's not censored. It's not, you don't have to appease anybody. It's like, I want to make a show about waffles today, and I'm going to do a whole show about waffles.
Hey.
Right. And it's fine.
And if I have a drink while making them, why not?
Hey, perfect. Speaking of, what the hell?
Kind of hard.
You know what? Why don't we turn it over to Cool Cock Collab. I can't even say
it. Cool Kirk Cassidy.
Why don't we turn it over to Cool Kirk Cassidy, Cat Colossal, and Kip Kipley.
That's right. The KKK gang.
That's right. While we make ourselves a beverage.
Yeah, all right. And it's time for Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ratali in The Real Housewives of Queens. Brought to you by Dragaholic.com. Dragaholic, always good to the last drop. Now let's join these two gal pals as Gina Marie has just arrived at Anita's Astoria Parkside Mansion for a box of Franzia and some girl talk. Hi, honey. What are you doing?
Hi, honey. How are you doing? I'm just leaving a comment under one of the articles at Dragaholic.com.
Oh, Dragaholic. I've heard of them.
Yeah, Dragaholic. The best news source for drag queen news.
Hmm.
The largest and fastest growing niche drag queen news blog in the world. Their mission is to connect drag fans around the world to must-know information in the global world of drag queen entertainment, fashion, makeup, news, and style.
Well, look at that, honey. You learn something new every day.
Now, all right, have a seat. I got your friend Zia here.
Oh, thank you, honey. Oh, God, you're so thoughtful.
Cheers to you.
All right.
Oh, good. So good, right?
Delicious. Oh, God. Is it? That must be the Sandria.
That's the Sandria, yeah. Because I know you like that. You like the Sandria.
The best, the best.
My God, you've been so busy. I mean, you know me, Anita Buffum.
I know.
The holiday times are it for me, forget it.
I know, honey. And I barely really have gotten to see you.
I know. So tell me, Gina, what's been going on?
Oh, well, you know, this and that, honey. You know, with the New Year's was crazy. You know, while I worked down at Aphrodite. You know, so it was...
What happened with the Jenkinses?
Well, no,
because I know your daughter Tina Marie had her boyfriend's family, the Jenkinses.
Well, the Jenkins
come stay with you.
Well, yeah, the Jenkinses were staying with me. And
speaking of which, did you bring me back my 227 DVD?
Well, no, they're still using it because it's still here, honey. Yeah.
What about my Living Single box set?
Well, I have that on hold, honey, until they're gone.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give it back to you until they're out of the house.
Honey, we're in the middle of freaking January.
I know, but honey, I had no idea. I thought they were going to leave right before New Year's, and then, you know, come to find out through Tina Marie and Jamal that they were going to stay for the New Year's party at Aphrodite. Oh,
well, honey, that was 3 weeks ago.
I know, honey, and I had to get their tickets. Oh, God, so now I'm in a hole.
Well,
forget it.
All right, now hold on a second here. All right, so explain to me this, honey.
Yeah.
Explain to me. I thought Jamal and Tina Marie were on the ants.
Well,
because she told me that she got upset that they went to dinner after Thanksgiving sometime.
Yeah.
And he made her go Dutch oven.
Well, no, it's just...
Well, that's not... I mean, they've been together for so long, he should pay for it.
Well, no, it's called going Dutch, honey. Because it's something about those kind of people.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
No, she told me he gave her a Dutch oven.
Oh, well all right.
No, she said she was disgusted.
Well, was she?
Yeah, she said she couldn't stand it. She said she almost threw up. She was so disgusted.
God.
And that he gave her a Dutch oven, and it was unexpected. And I agree with her. I mean, she shouldn't have to pay her own way, not at this point.
Well, you know, that isn't right.
No.
The guy should always pay, you know, unless, you know, you think that this could be something happening where the girl should do it in case, you know, she's liable to do something at the end of the night, you know. But
All right, so they're back together.
Yeah. Well, they're back. Yeah, they're back together. God, otherwise the Jenkinses wouldn't have been coming to my house.
Now, is this I hear about? Because Kathy Abernathy told me.
What did she have to say?
Well, she told me she was dropping off the fruitcake to your house.
For what?
Well, for your son Joey.
She didn't drop off no fruitcake to my fruitcake.
No, she said she brought the fruitcake.
Mm.
And there was a whole rigmarole going on over there. Jamal had just proposed to Tina Marie. And
well, I wouldn't call it propose, honey. I wouldn't say that. I mean, we were just talking, you know, all the families were together. And, you know, everyone got excited and, you know, just, yeah. So, you know.
No, but Kathy Abernathy says that she saw the Jenkins were devastated.
Devastated?
Well, apparently she says that she heard Mrs. Jenkins say, no son of mine is going to be with this stripper girl.
Well, me and Mrs. Jenkins had a few words to exchange about that. You know, I couldn't believe where, you know, she was coming out of left field with that. And, you know, I set her straight, though. You know, I let her know.
Have they ever seen Tina Marie dance?
Well, yeah, no.
I mean, that's an art.
Well, it's tastefully.
That's an art.
Odd, you know, but it's, you know, it's definitely
well, it's
different.
Tastefully distasteful is what it is.
All right, well, we'll go with that. But, you know. But I explained to her that, you know, she,
what did she
is
know
a
about
showgirl at heart, and this is what she
what did you
has always wanted.
Did you explain to her about how Tina Marie did the whole charity event?
Oh, yeah. The whole tits for toys and all that.
Yeah, did you tell that, all the toys she got for the kids?
I told her about all the good things that Tina Marie does, and, you know, I can't, you know, you can't put it against the girl, you know.
Well, I
can because I'm a mother, but
yeah, but
no.
In all fairness, did you tell her that you're the reason that Tina Marie is a dancer? A private dancer?
I'm not the
a
reason.
A dancer for money?
I'm
she'll
not
do what you want her to do?
I'm not the reason that she's a dancer. What are you talking about?
Well, honey, you wouldn't let her go to cosmetology school.
Well, that's because there's nothing in cosmetology
school.
But
you're making her pay rent to live in her own house.
Well, that's different, honey. You know, she's over the age of 21. She's got to learn some responsibility sometime. You know, and that's not the reason why she's dancing. She's dancing because she enjoys it. You know, and I won't let her have that as a career. No, I mean, no daughter of mine is going to do that, either.
Well, so how did it end up? What's the coffin on the camel's back?
Well, you know, there is a ring on her finger right now, and, you know, and I straightened everything out with Mrs. Jenkins there, and, you know, it was fine. It was all fine, and now, you know, we're just the greatest of friends.
Well, because Linda Scavullo,
that bitch,
says to me that she heard from Kathy Abernathy down at Curves one morning.
Oh.
That the Jenkinses are staying till Valentine's Day because that's when they're getting married. And so Mrs. Jenkins is staying to help plan the wedding and all
that. I mean, we haven't worked out all the kinks yet, honey, but, you know.
Now, wait a minute, hold on.
I mean, I don't know if we could get it all together by Valentine's Day, but.
Well, wait a minute, back up, because I don't understand. Wait a minute. You don't want Tina Marie to marry Jamal.
Well, no, honey, I mean, I would prefer her to marry a nice Italian Catholic guy. And
but they've been together so long.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I just don't think he's a suitable suitor for my Tina Marie. My Tina Marie deserves a lot different in life.
Well, doesn't
he
have a good job?
Well, he does have a good job. But,
what does
he
do?
Well, I don't know what he does. I have no idea what he does.
Well, honey, they've been together for years. You don't know what he does?
Well, I don't know. I never ask questions, honey. I mean, every time I bring him up, and, you know, Tina Marie and I get into a fight, so we don't talk about it. You know.
All right, so he's not a tear you. What's the big deal?
Well, honey, you know, I just had some expectations for my daughter. You know, she's my daughter. She's my first.
But
well,
you're Sicilian.
She's my daughter.
You guys are Sicilian. Isn't that half black?
Bite your tongue. What do you mean talking about half black? What? What do you mean? What do you mean half? What? What do you mean half black? Can you just give me that box of Franzia, please?
Sure, here. Have another.
Is that what people are saying, honey? Is that what people say about it, Sicilian people?
Well, that's what the girl, we were talking to the ladies' auxiliary, and, you know,
oh.
Trina Catalano brought up that she's Sicilian, and that, you know, Sicilians are regular Italians that had relations with African tourists.
Raped? No, I...
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there were a lot of different kinds of people coming to the island. I think there could have been, you know, a lot of Arabics and all that kind of stuff going on. But I don't know, honey. I mean, I don't think they had. I don't think black.
Well, Kenny McMiniman was at that Curves that same morning.
Oh.
And I know this for factual because she was the one that brought the donut holes that morning.
Oh.
And she says that she also heard that the Jenkinses didn't want Jamal marrying your Tina Marie because they said no son of theirs was going to marry a stripper.
What?
That's what I heard.
No,
Well, because, you know, it was Kathy Abernathy, it was Kitty McMenamin, and it was Linda Scavullo.
That bitch. What? I can't believe that. You're telling me that Mrs. Jenkins didn't want my Tina Marie marrying her son? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's what I don't think it was a matter of it being Tina Marie, but the fact that Tina Marie is a stripper. Something about a whore or something about
a whore.
Yeah, something about she had seen Tina Marie's work and
this is ridiculous. No, they're gonna get married. I mean, she thinks that my daughter's not good enough for her Jamal? No, that's ridiculous. No, they're gonna get married. Just to prove that this is right. No, this is right.
Well, I'm glad you're singing the tune of a different horse.
Well, I'm gonna have to see the tune of a different colors. Yeah, of a horse is backside. We have a wedding to plan.
Well, alright.
Oh, God. Oh my God, how many weeks? We only got, oh God, what is it? Practically a month. Oh my God, it's like practically a month from today. Oh God.
Well, I've been married twice, so I know what to do, and Frankie didn't even show up, so what? I probably am the one that could help, I guess.
All right, well, what else do we need? I gotta make sure if I can find, oh maybe.
Well, first things first, is it gonna be sit down or shotgun?
Well, no, I'd like to have open tables.
No, I think open table's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be
everyone's
good.
Doing open table.
Oh, yeah, we have
now,
to.
Well, because you got to think about the seating chart, too, because you can't put Trina Catalano next to Kitty McMenamin.
Oh, no,
and
forget
are you going to invite Abdul and Kareem Jabbar?
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, they help me out all the time. Oh, they could bring their beautiful samosas there.
Oh, they make good samosas.
Oh, that's right. We could probably sell them and make some money off of it.
This could be a cash and carry wedding.
Oh, my God.
If everyone brings a dish, it could be cash and carry.
Oh, my God. That's a fabulous idea. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who knows? After this, honey, we could go into our own business.
Now, are you going to do a live band or a DJ?
Oh, well, no, I'm going to have to do a DJ, honey, because they play all the good music. Yeah. Oh, you know who we got? Joey's good friend, DJ Tommy Twinkletoes.
Oh,
he'll be good.
All right, put him down.
He'll be good.
Put him down.
All right, I'm going to have to contact him.
Now, what about the bachelorette night or the bridal shower?
Oh,
because
Jesus.
Because that's a whole other rigmarole.
Well, you know what we could do? Is we could do a passion party, honey. This way all the women have to come and then I can make money off of what they're going to buy.
Well, what you should do is you put a stipend on it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to put a stipend on it so that everyone knows when they come, they have to spend that amount of money at least.
Uh-huh.
That way Tina Marie gets the most bang for her.
For her buck. And I get the most bucks for my bank.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. No, that'll be fantastic.
Now, are you going to want to do like a pumpkin style coach like you had, because now it's a mother-daughter thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And that brings up the other thing. What about the father-daughter dance? Is it going to be the first dance, or is it going to be the forbidden dance?
Oh, God. I will have to be both.
I guess after all the accusations, that'd be right. Now, all right, since you're excommunicated, I'll make sure to talk to Father Murphy Brand and Sister Candace Bergen about the prenatal counseling.
Oh, yeah, you'll have
to. So they can go and do that.
Oh, yeah, that'll have to be done.
All right. Okay, and then now what about, you know, are you going to consummate them, or are they going to consummate on the altar themselves in front of everybody?
No, they're going to consummate themselves, honey. I can't be a part of that.
Well, I guess then that way we'd all be able to see how they really feel about each other.
Exactly. No, true.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh,
isn't this
a consummation.
I can't. I just can't wait to kick up my heels and consummate with them all night
long. I know. Can you believe it?
I can't. You're a little girl. You're a baby girl getting married. I mean, can you see it? And then she's going to move out. And who knows? Maybe they'll move to Detroit. Maybe they'll move...
Detroit?
Well, yeah, because that's where he's from, honey.
No, they're not going to move to Detroit.
Well, they move out of the house. At least they move into Detroit.
No, they can't. No, I'm going to...
Well, do you think they're going to stay in Tina Marie's little girl room upstairs the whole life?
No, then I'm gonna make them stay in the finished basement.
Well, that's where Joey and Gino are.
Yeah, but I kick them out. I'll put them upstairs, and then, you know, they're going to be married now. They're going to be consummated. So, you know. No. This has been The Real Housewives of Queens, brought to you by Dragaholic.com. Tune in next time for more glamour, gossip, and girl talk.
All right, well, now they have a beverage.
Ooh.
We can continue. I hope you enjoyed that Anita and Gina Marie segment. That's the first we've had of them.
On the new
podcast.
Oh,
well, no, I guess Gina Marie was...
Well, she made a guest appearance on Kip Kipley.
But this is the first time we've had them like we used to have them back in the day.
Yeah.
So that kind of was fun to
give you a nice little insight into their lives.
Yeah, we also recorded a bunch of our YouTube videos this week, and we did we were talking about this before. Michelle, being a YouTube fan, helped give us some ideas of what to do
as far as ideas and
of what the other YouTubers are doing, because us old timers, we're not too sure about it.
Yeah,
but we filmed ourselves chatting on Omegle.
Yes.
That's how you say
well,
that?
Well, yeah. We filmed Anita and Gina Marie
right.
chatting on Omegle.
First of all, so funny. So Omegle is like a...
It's like chat roulette.
I have to explain it because...
Yeah, because I never had heard of it before.
Wait, guys, this makes me feel very old.
You feel old. I had no idea what was even going on.
You barely know how to work a computer.
Exactly.
So Omegle is like a video chat.
Yeah.
And they basically, right, Michelle, they
pair
you up
with people based on interests, I believe.
Right,
it's like
so,
chat roulette, but you know who you're talking. Like,
oh, so this is like
topic.
AOL chat rooms from years ago.
But
except
video.
Oh, okay.
So it's
right.
like Skype, kind of, but with
Steve
changes.
Steve remembers back in the day where you used to like
type
a message into a stone tablet
right.
and pass it off to somebody. And months later, you'd get one back. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we thought it would be fun to do it as Anita and Gina Marie because Michelle had shown us a video of Miranda Sings.
Doing it.
Well,
but mostly
Miranda
with
Sings,
her fans,
well, here's
right?
the problem. We, in the longest time, I mean, we've been doing this show for a long, our Anita and Gina Marie, our characters, for
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay, so neither one of us went to business school.
Uh-huh.
All right? And so, you know, things like a mailing list... And social and social media and really exploring social media has not been something that we've really been part of, but we're kind of getting into it more, and it's fun.
We're
the more
dipping
we learn
our
about
toe
it.
Into the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
We're trying to see what the other YouTubers do and trying to format
yeah.
some of our stuff inspired by their things. So,
uh-huh.
we saw Miranda Sings go on Omegle, but she frickin', you know, her whole thing is social media.
Right.
And she has all these social media things, and so she... went on, and like Michelle said, you put in an interest that you
right.
have.
Yeah.
And then Omegle pairs you up with people that have that interest. So she freaking went on and put in her interest, her name, Miranda Sings.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And she came across, like, all her fans, and they're
okay.
all freaking out.
Yeah.
So,
we couldn't go on and be like, oh, Anita
well,
and Gina Marie.
I thought we were. I thought we could go on and be like, oh, people are going to love to see us. And so we get on. We're all dolled up as Anita and Gina Marie.
Yeah.
And we get on, and it's like shirtless torso.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're like, skip. Because you can click a button to take you to a different video.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't want to be in this chat anymore. Get me out of here.
And we're like, oh, this right. guy with this very handsome guy in a beard, you know, with his shirt off.
Right.
Oh,
and then
oh.
so we click out of that. Another headless... shirtless torso. And again.
A woman with titties.
Oh my God.
And short shorts.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And lots of transsexuals. Lots of.
Yes.
Tranny girls.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So this is how. All right. So we're like, okay, how can we utilize this as a video? Because it'd be really funny. So
mm-hmm.
we're like, let's just go with it. Let's just sit down. We'll be in character. We'll just see what happens. We actually met some really fun people.
Yeah, we did.
Shout
we
out to
did.
Some people. Who did we meet in Ireland? We met a
oh
girl
God,
in
that,
Ireland. She
yes.
was fabulous.
And that kid from the UK.
A boy from the UK who was so great.
So great. Who became Instagram.
I know, and I'm forgetting
and,
his name.
And Twitter followers.
Oh my God,
us.
I feel so bad. I'm forgetting his name. But shout out to our new Omegle friend over there. He was great.
Awesome.
Then, though, this was so...
and
so,
some drag queen friends.
Well, so now we're getting into the groove of it.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
we're like, okay, now we can do this. Okay, let's...
Oh, yeah.
So we're going along. And... another torso, and I was like, okay, we can make this funny. So as Anita, I'm like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't be giving this all away because it's coming out in a future YouTube video of ours, but I was like, hi honey, aren't you cold? Maybe you should put on a shirt, you know?
And I go, oh, he's not, that's his torso? I thought
right.
those are his eyes,
right.
you know?
And you can clearly tell that he's, maybe not super clearly because you weren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
But I was pretty sure that he was pleasuring himself.
Company.
He was enjoying his own company.
He was enjoying
yeah.
his own
yeah, he was alone with his thoughts.
Yeah.
And so I was
then
like,
very
this will
respectful
be funny.
When
well,
we started talking
so funny.
With
this
him.
This would be so funny. Anita and Gina would come across some guy wanking it on the internet. Okay. So I'm like, aren't you cold? You should put on some clothes, honey. Aren't you freaking freezing? So we can see that he starts to put his clothes on,
yeah.
right? Because we're in video chat. But it's
one
just
leg
his,
at a time.
It's just his torso. We're,
yeah.
we're seeing nothing but the torso and the nipples. So, which I guess nipples are on your torso.
Oh,
so he's
yes.
getting dressed, and then he sits down, and we see that it's like a high school aged kid.
Oh
and I'm
my
like,
god!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
So horrible!
Oh my god! I'm like, oh my god! So we're like, what are we gonna do? Oh my god! I feel like a pedophile! Oh my god! So we're talking to him, and he's like, I'm so excited because the ladies don't normally talk to me.
And then I felt even worse
oh my god,
for
so
him.
Like, now we have to have a conversation with him. And
how awkward.
Well, he ended up being so sweet.
So sweet.
Aww.
And so nice. And
well, I mean, come on, y'all. We all explore at that age, right?
Yeah,
all,
of course.
That age.
Well, then we clicked to the next video. We said goodbye to him, clicked to the next video, and this kid looked like he was freaking 12.
I
was like, get me out of here.
At some point, it got a little creepy, but...
I mean, I guess that's not something that was part of our growing up,
no.
so we don't know, but
well,
I'm
mean,
like, oh my, I have cousins this age. Yeah. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I mean, we used to use chat rooms. But that was when we were older. No, we were older.
I did.
Well, 16 or above.
Wait, in a way to discover yourself?
No, but it wasn't all video, obviously. But I was in AOL chat rooms and saw stuff that I know I shouldn't have been seeing. But my mother raised me right, and I knew to like not partake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you still read it, and you're like,
I used to get scared when I would talk dirty to somebody on, you know,
but
AOL chat.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, now it got too far. I gotta log off.
It's so accessible now. Every computer has a camera on it, and the kid just got like.
Oh no! When I have kids, I will break the camera on that.
Well, this was before cameras. This was like when you had to send pictures of yourself, like
ASL.
Yes.
Remember?
ASL
question mark?
Age sex location. Oh my God.
So I was like 16.
Oh my God.
Female.
Oh my God, they probably went crazy.
Have you ever met anybody through it?
One time I did. I mean, I've met people through... See, I can't... Not when I was younger. I mean, not in high school. Not even in...
No, in college.
Well, I went to college near my hometown, which is very small, and there's not a huge community there.
Mm.
And so that was kind of the only way to kind of connect with other
gay people. Well, me too. Even in Long Island, growing up in Long Island, it was the same.
And it was more like you'd meet someone online and then... You didn't make a date with them, but you saw them out at the local club
because
we only had one.
Oh, right.
So that it wasn't done in a predatory type of way,
you know. Yeah.
And as an adult now, that social media
that's
and online dating
people.
Is oh my God, it's crazy.
I know.
Isn't it crazy to think that we're now in a time and culture where the norm is not going out to meet somebody, but you stay in.
Yeah,
it is. It's crazy. I mean, I know because I'm single. It's hard. You know, it's hard. It's hard to meet people that are genuine.
Ba-da-bum! Steven's single, everybody. Steven's single.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I know. Like, what just happened?
I know. Should we have a fanfare every time I have to announce I'm single?
But maybe we should. Yeah, fanfare every time Steven says he's single. Oh,
maybe
drinking
should,
game.
Maybe there should be the hookup Steven dating game.
Oh my God.
On our podcast.
If you're interested in dating Steven or Michelle Bachois,
I'm single too.
Ladies, men, whatever. Let's
and I've been known to dabble the other way.
You're so butch. The ladies are going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
If you like a femme queen, ladies, you're going to love Steven.
Oh, thanks.
So, no, I think this is funny. You know what? Find Anita's Facebook. I'll be, because you know me.
You could be the matchmaker, like Dolly Levi.
I'm kind of a matchmaker.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
I'd rather be more like the millionaire matchmaker, but
whoever
Dolly Levi is, all right. So listen.
Dolly Levi?
So listen. Find Anita's Facebook. It's Anita M. Buffum, B-U-F-F-E-M. Not Buffum, not Buffrin, not Buffet.
Yeah, not Buffet.
Anita M. Buffum, which I'll explain where that name came from someday, but not now.
Well, that would be
so,
a good story.
Find Anita's Facebook page. Send us your picture. Tell me if you're interested in having a date with Steven or Michelle. You know, maybe we could do like a quick interweb date that we can audio record for the podcast.
Oh.
This is fun. I like this. If you're interested in meeting either Michelle or Steven, and you know what? Let's keep it open to everybody.
Hey.
I just want, find Anita M. Buffum on Facebook. Let's just see where it goes. Why not? This is fun.
All right.
This is fun.
Hey, why not? I've met many a loser anyway. So.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding.
Hi to all of them still listening, because we know Steven can't not be friends with an ex.
What?
You think that none of your exes are listening, and you just said you dated many?
I didn't say that. I meant as far as people in the webosphere that I've met in general.
Like,
I'm not talking about the ones I still talk to. Those are people I like.
Well, don't you talk to all of them?
No.
Stop it.
All right.
Fresh.
Where would we go from here? All right. So no, I want people's information. So we can hook you up. I'll be the matchmaker.
All right.
I'll be the matchmaker.
Well, let's try it.
Okay. Next, because we're brought to you by Dragaholic.com and Kitchen Restaurant, which we're so excited about.
Yes.
Listen, you guys, I know some of you have come to our kitchen in the past. They're under new management. They have a new menu. Come and check it out. They've got some fun things on there. Obviously, our show is there. You get unlimited drinks and entree and the show for $35.
One lump sum.
And listen, it's new management. They've got some new staff as well. And we're really excited about the changes that they're trying to implement and just making things so much better. So we're really excited in seeing you guys at the show. And thank you to Kitchen Restaurant for sponsoring us. And Dragaholic.com.
We love that.
No, so excited. I mean, Dragaholic has been so supportive of us. And we've been really proud of their success because they've been around, I don't even think, a year yet. And they're so successful. So if you want any information on drag and drag news... check out dragaholic.com. But as part of our drag segment, we do want to talk about, well, in the past, when we've talked about good primers for your face,
yeah.
We've talked about face washes and good makeup removers. Mm-hmm. And so we thought today we would talk about one of the best advice I ever got from a friend who does makeup. I think it was Pam Bob, actually,
who
we just saw yesterday. Hi, Pam Bob. I know you're listening.
Probably going to be on a future episode.
Yeah, we're hoping to have, if you don't know Pamela Bob, check her out. She is part of the cast of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder on Broadway, the Tony Award-winning show.
Mm-hmm.
She's fabulous, and we're hoping to have her on a future podcast. But she's also a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And I think she gave me the advice, the best thing you can do for your makeup is to have a clean canvas to work on.
Hmm.
Those are not her exact words. She's more eloquent than I am. But so how do you do that, right? Good face washes, moisturizing, just basically taking care of your skin.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to have that, if you know you're going to be drinking, because alcohol is really not good for your skin.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water beforehand. Drink a lot of water after. Caffeine, I hear, is also not great for the skin. So if you're going to have a cup of coffee, have a glass of water. But I'm going to have a sip of this alcoholic beverage.
Oh.
Hmm.
So we're going to go over a few of the things that we want to let you know about facial moisturizers and lotions and creams and things that we do for, you know, in preparation and after we wash and, you know, all that kind
so,
of stuff.
So, you know, we really don't plan any of this at all.
No.
No.
We kind of just go off the cuff. So I know we've talked in the past about Kiehl's products. I haven't had a Kiehl product they haven't enjoyed.
Yeah, they're fabulous.
It's like Dick. K-I-E-H-L-S, Kiehl's. Now, they have a Midnight Recovery Concentrate Serum and a Midnight Recovery Eye Cream.
Oh, that's great.
Which I love. Love. I mean, literally one use and I notice a difference. They're great. Definitely not for daytime use because the serum is pretty oily.
Yeah.
And
I find that that would break me out if it was that oily, but...
Well, I find any new product, there's the potential of breaking out.
Okay.
You know, you have to,
Yeah.
So, you know,
it depends on your skin tone.
Yeah, and I know, this is not something I do every day, but like, because we have, you know, usually after the weekend, when we have a full weekend of shows.
So once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week or twice a week, whatever, depending on what my skin needs. Like right now with the winter, my skin is dry.
Oh, so
I find I need extra moisturizing. So I love the Kiehl's Midnight Recovery. I also love the Kiehl's Powerful Wrinkle Reducing Cream with sunscreen.
Okay.
I love when a sunscreen is in my lotion anyway.
Yeah.
Because I will never forget, as an adult, you and I a couple years ago, we've been doing shows in Florida.
Yeah.
And we were in Florida a couple years ago, and I worshipped the sun like frickin' tan mom.
Yeah.
And I noticed a huge difference in my skin, wrinkles under my eye. It was not, I came back devastated. So I started doing a little more research into products that could help with that. And this is one of them. The Kiehl's Powerful Wrinkle Reducing Cream. Say that five times fast. I love it. Again, it's another one that I think is better for night, but I'll wear it during the day if you don't have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And a little goes a long way. It's great. It has, I believe there's copper. Yeah, there's copper in it.
Oh, that's nice.
And they say that copper, the mineral copper, helps fill in wrinkles.
Oh.
And fine lines. So that turned me on.
Also, a great Kiehl's product that I love because I have very sensitive skin around my eyes. And anytime, you know, we do a show and I wash up and, you know, try to get all of that gook off my face, my eyes are so, they burn and they're very sensitive. So what I love to use is the Kiehl's Creamy Eye Treatment with the avocado. It's so great. And I,
and that's something you use every day, right?
I try to use it every day, but I put it on, I probably put it on double after a show. I do it after I wash up and then again before I go to sleep that night, just because my eyes are so sensitive from, you know, all of the stuff that we use on our eyes.
Yeah.
And I use a heavy eyeliner and all that.
Yeah.
So that's a fabulous product, and it's nice and cool and feels really great, and it almost feels like you're not putting anything on. So
I don't have it in front of me, but as a daily moisturizer, I use a Kiehl's. It's their men's, like, daily – God, I don't even know. But it's a men's daily, like, moisturizer. It's very light. It, you can put it on. I don't find that it doesn't migrate into my eyes, which is, like, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great, like, all-day, everyday lotion that I use. We shave with Kiehl's lotion.
Yeah.
And it doesn't foam, this lotion. But it gets a really good close shave.
Yeah, it's really
and
great.
It's very gentle. And the one we use is the for sensitive skin.
Yeah,
because of
I have
sensitive
very
skin.
Sensitive skin.
Yeah. And I think that there's aloe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we love Kiehl's. Yeah, shaving. It's great. Now, after I shave, I use the Kiehl's. Oh, my God. It's like.
I know.
Kiehl's needs to sponsor us.
Kiehl's, if you're listening.
Hello, Kiehl's. Kiehl's razor bump relief is great. It's perfect for the. Yeah. When.
Under the chin and above the neck.
Oh, yes. And I would bet this would be good for the ladies, too, with, like, you know, in your thigh area. Because, you know,
or in your
down betwixt me below.
In your down betwixt me below,
area.
Because
you don't want to get no ingrown hairs there, girl.
No.
And I find that this has really, you know, I hadn't used this in a long time, and I actually forgot we had it. And I shaved a week ago or so, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me use that again. And I did, and my skin's been really... thanking me for that.
Oh, good.
There's also another aftershave thing that I use from Lab Series. That's L-A-B, Lab Series. Skincare for Men. It's a moisturizing aftershave soothing spray. It's just a nice mist. It feels cooling. It feels good on your face. And I do that before I put on my, like, daily lotion, daily moisturizer. It's really great. And I'm out of it. And I need
Why are you taking so long in the bathroom?
I know, girl. It takes me a long time to get ready.
What are you, like, pickling yourself in there?
Yes.
Like the Golden Girls term?
I got to preserve it, honey. I got to preserve it. And then the other thing we use daily is the magic pads. The magic pads. Who we did a video. Anita and Jeannie did a video for magic pads. And magic pads, we posted it. So thank you for that. If you don't know about magic pads, they're great. It's kind of like an all-in-one... God, how do you describe it? It's like a all-in-one exfoliating pad and treatment for blemishes and unnecessary signs of aging.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's like a better version of OxyClean pads.
Oh God,
kind of yes, because it's actually not just drying you out; it's giving you replenishing you with vitamins and nutrients and aloe.
And these work better for me, I find too.
Oh,
yeah,
you like these?
I like those.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these are great. The magic pads, and they're affordable.
And a lot of drag queens endorse it.
Well,
I know Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca Del Rio does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the magic pads, and I think you can go to themagicpads.com and order yours now.
Order yours today.
Order yours today. That's
yes.
Right. In other drag news, Sharon Needles has a new song out. Or a new album coming out. I just read about this on Dragaholic.com.
Oh, that's really cool. What is it like?
Well, the song is an homage to RuPaul's Supermodel.
Ah.
And in fact, I think the song is called Supermodel.
Oh.
I'm pulling out my notes on this now. Hold on.
I don't mind Sharon Needles' music.
No, I
kind of
like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't have her first album, but I do know I've liked the videos that she's done.
The videos are great.
I have it. It's cute.
I love the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the song is called Supermodel Inc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that like Models Inc?
I was going to say, like Models.
From back in the day.
I love it.
Oh, God, one of our favorite programs.
I love it. Well, she has a new album coming out. Wait, no. Not. I'm sorry. I read this article yesterday and I'm remembering everything incorrectly. It looks like this is just a new track that she's done.
So a new
single? Yeah, a new single, I guess.
Okay.
So it looks like it's going to be part of a compilation album.
All right.
Done by these producers and DJs. Yeah,
awesome.
That's what this looks like. So you can find out more about that at dragaholic.com. I took a listen to the track. It's very remixed, so I'm excited to hear if there's like an original version, or is that going to be?
I think that's the song.
Oh, see, I don't like that. It's remixed so much. Well, I guess not remixed if that's the song, but it sounds... It's like, girl, you know, you go to the club, right?
Yeah.
And you know that one song comes on, you're so excited. Oh God, it's gonna be that song, and then it never freaking gets to the goddamn chorus because it's so remixed to hell that you can't even recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what this sounds like to me. But
right.
I'm excited to see new stuff from Sharon Needles because I think her last album was creative, and the videos were interesting, and
the production quality was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Nina and Gina to do an album.
Oh.
Can we please do an album?
Yeah.
I mean,
gotta get in the studio.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, we record and produce all of our tracks for our live performances.
Mm-hmm.
We perform to tracks, not a piano or live instrument.
You
but,
lie. I'm in the back playing the piano. Everyone knows.
Well,
that.
I will
She's
say,
so talented.
I will say that when you or Alex run sound for us, and you guys are the ones that primarily do it most, I mean, to me, there's an art to doing that. I mean, you're not just hitting play. You're controlling some effects. You're controlling, you know, I mean... You know, the soundboard is an instrument in itself.
It's an art to every element of what we do, you know.
Yeah, hello.
I'm just so talented and everything.
Oh, my God.
It's hard.
How do you do it?
It's so hard.
So we record all of those in our home studio here.
Yeah.
And we produce them here. But, and we've tried to record at home, like, you know, like studio, quote unquote, studio versions of our songs. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the, I guess, education or the equipment to make it sound as good as I think our voices are. Like, I mean, I feel like, that's why if you haven't a CD of ours, it's a live recording, because I don't have the education or knowledge in how to produce our voices in a way that
girl, we ain't found that auto-tune button yet.
I know,
girl. Sorry, everybody.
Girl, where's the auto-tune?
We don't need auto-tune.
No, I do like, you know, we do use some auto-tune in some of our, like, pop tracks. And that's just because... not because we don't know what notes to sing, but because
it gives it a feel, sound, right. A sound that works right. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are a lot of artists that do that.
No shame in that game.
No,
yeah,
girl.
No.
Well, if there's any producers out there that are willing to work with two fabulous drag queens, please let us know.
We would love to collaborate and work with them.
We've talked with some people in the past, but nothing ever, you know, in this business, it's like everyone wants to work with you and then, you know, nothing happens. So we'll see.
We should do a contest for an original song.
Whoever
comes up with the best
original
song.
Wait, if you want to date Steven or Michelle,
oh god, here we go.
Send me your information along with an original track that you have written. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. No, that would be fun. That would be fun. I wonder how many music folks are out there that listen to us. But
we'll have to see.
Yeah, we will have to see.
Yeah.
So have we touched on everything? Is there anything else going on?
I mean, Willem had that new video. If we wanted to touch on that, it's based on That Boy is a Bottom.
It's Boy is a Bottom in Espanol.
In Espanol, which I thought was so funny.
Yeah.
The video is great. Looks so good. The production quality was so great.
Yeah.
The song sounds great. I did think that the song sounded better though when DWV did it together.
Well, I was surprised that he just didn't do this on his own, but with DWV version.
Yeah.
There's a lot more harmonies.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why didn't he just record the harmonies himself?
Yeah,
but maybe he wanted it to be clear that this was just him.
Just him.
I mean,
I think that there were background people in there, but I don't know if harmony was what they were doing.
I don't think there was. I mean, DWV had those big, full harmonies.
Yes.
Which
we're
a fan of
because
right.
we have that in our music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it because it is kind of like a whole new song. The lyrics are different.
Yeah. And then they spliced in all those, like, little, you know, Latin flavored and themed songs, which I really enjoy.
Well, and I think the video, and I like when this happens with music, I think the video for the song is just as important to the song because the visual helps, you know, if you don't speak Spanish fluently, it helps you understand what he's saying.
Right.
And there's jokes in there based on what he's saying and the actions and the video. It's fun. It's fun. If you haven't seen Willem's new video, go check it out.
And shout out to Sonique, who was in it, who looked so freaking
fabulous
as Selena.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Stevie, you didn't even know who she was.
I couldn't believe it.
She played Selena in part of the video and she looked
I have
just
never
like
seen anybody look that much like Selena ever
sorry,
before.
Sorry, J-Lo.
Yeah, sorry, J-Lo.
Sorry, J-Lo.
But Sonique could have played you.
Sonique
looks
great.
Thank you guys
for listening, and we hope that you continue to listen and subscribe on iTunes, and please go subscribe to our YouTube page. Just Google The House of Mimosa or go to thehouseofmimosa.com and subscribe to all our social networks.
Yeah,
and
please.
If you've got something specific you'd like us to talk about or have a question for us that we can answer, let us know. If you're a drag queen that has a question for us and we can answer that based on our experience in drag, or if you're a drag queen that has a tip for us,
yeah,
we'll take it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Travis
and I'm Steven.
I'm Michelle,
and we'll see you next time on House of Mimosa the podcast.